Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Hal Gregersen's book Questions Are the Answer. Sophie, I gotta ask, did this book make you feel like you've been doing life wrong, or was it just me?
Oh, it was definitely me too, but in a good way. Gregersen's whole argument is that we're addicted to answers. From school to work, we're rewarded for certainty, and we avoid questions because they're uncomfortable. But that discomfort is exactly where innovation comes from.
Right. He calls it answer culture. And I kept thinking about meetings I've been in where everyone's trying to look smart by having the solution ready, and nobody stops to ask if we're even solving the right problem.
Exactly. And he opens with this amazing story about Edwin Land, the inventor of the Polaroid. His 3-year-old daughter took a picture and asked, "Why can't I see it now?" That simple question from a kid who didn't know the rules led to instant photography.
That story got me, because it shows that the most powerful questions are often the most basic ones, the ones that challenge assumptions we don't even realize we're making.
So how do we get better at asking those? Gregersen has a 4-step framework called the Question Burst. It's a structured way to generate a ton of questions in a short time, with strict rules.
Okay, walk me through it.
First, you set the stage. Pick a specific challenge or opportunity. Second, for 15 to 20 minutes, you generate as many questions as possible. No statements, no answers, and no judging.
So you're just firing off questions nonstop?
Exactly. Then step 3, you look at the list and identify the most interesting or uncomfortable ones. And step 4, you commit to action on 1 or 2 of them.
I actually tried this after reading the book. I had a problem at work where we were stuck on a project. So I sat down and just wrote questions for 15 minutes. And one of them was, what if we're wrong about who our customer is? That completely changed our approach.
See, that's exactly what Gregersen talks about. The technique forces you to bypass your brain's tendency to jump to conclusions. It creates space for genuine curiosity.
He also talks about the qualities of great questioners. One that stood out to me was vulnerability, being willing to admit you don't know something.
That's huge, especially in a professional setting. He says leaders should model this by asking for help and celebrating the person who asks the toughest question, not the one with the slickest answer.
Yeah, he talks about creating psychological safety, like starting every meeting with a 5-minute question round before anyone offers a solution.
And he even suggests redesigning job interviews to test for questioning ability. Instead of, what's your greatest strength? Ask, what's the most important question you're not asking about our company? That's brilliant.
That would totally change hiring. But honestly, the part that hit me hardest was the section on personal purpose. He says the fundamental question isn't what should I do, but who do I want to become?
Right.
He tells the story about an executive who realized through deep questioning that his career was making him miserable. He had to ask himself the hard questions about what truly mattered.
And Gregersen is careful to distinguish productive questioning from rumination. Productive questions are forward-looking and action-oriented. They open up possibilities.
Yes, because the goal isn't to get stuck in doubt. It's to use questions as a catalyst for change.
One thing I really appreciated is that he acknowledges this is harder in a fast-paced world. We're pressured to make quick decisions, and skipping the questioning phase seems efficient.
But he argues it's a false economy. He gives the example of a medical team that spent extra time asking, "What if questions?" and uncovered a rare condition that saved a patient's life. Slowing down to ask questions is often the fastest path.
That's the kind of story that sticks with you. So what's your single biggest takeaway from this book?
That the most valuable thing we can possess isn't a head full of answers, but a heart full of questions. And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app, with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
I love that. So next time you're stuck, don't look for the answer. lean into the discomfort, and ask a better question.
That's the whole book right there. We'll see you in the next one.